Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage and support salespeople, 6 questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they just won't shut up. So here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are, what do you do?
Hi, my name is Colette Portis. I am a master business coach, and what I do specifically is help women-owned businesses grow their revenues, increase their profits, and more importantly, increase the value of their business.
Love it, love it. Question number two, what's the best thing about being in sales?
Helping people.
Yes, helping people is good. Don't forget the money. Money's a good second.
Well, that always comes. If you help, the money just comes.
Exactly. Question number three, what part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging?
What I find most challenging about it is when someone's trying to sell me and they just want to sell me. They don't want to find out anything about me and whether they're resolving my issue.
Oh, that works there. Question number four, what other CEOs, business owners, people who manage or support salespeople that you know that you think be a great guest for a Secret Sales Sauce podcast?
Oh, I have many of them. I have many friends that I think that are in sales that would be great for answering these questions. Do you want me to give you one specifically?
Sure.
His name is Kirk Lockhart. He is the founder of Ask Kirk Lockhart. And there's bunches of Ask Kirk Lockharts about sports and books and all of these different things. But he's a master salesperson.
Perfect. I will look him up when we are done here. You're ahead of schedule. You've got 7 minutes and 31 seconds left. Let's get to question number five and give everyone a sample of that secret sales sauce.
Ooh, the secret. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
The secret to my sales sauce is to resolve a problem as opposed to try and sell me something. If you're focused on resolving the problem rather than trying to sell me something, then your solution or your sales pitch could be to sell me somebody else. It could potentially be that you're not going to sell me you. You're going to sell me your friend, or you're going to sell me the last person you spoke with because you know that they have the answer to my problem. And then guess what I do when I have the problem that you can resolve? It's highly likely that I'm going to come back to you because you solved my problem. You weren't just trying to sell me anything. You were really concerned about me having an issue, me fixing that issue, and building a relationship with me, which makes me know, like, and trust you.
Right. Well, yeah, again, it's all about relationship building. Completely agree there. So question number six, most important question of the podcast. Colette, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you about my first sale. So my first sale happened after getting my master's degree. At this point, I had 5 degrees, could not find work for over a year. I had spent the $22,000 that I saved. My car had gotten totaled out and I had nothing. And I needed to eat and I needed to live. And so I'm crying to God and saying, something's got to happen. And I got 7 clients that day. And so my first sale, I believe, wasn't necessarily my sale, but it was my sale, because my first sale was, how do I ask and be specific about what I need? And so being in that situation caused me to be specific. Now, if we're talking about selling to people, the same applies. Be specific, one, about what you need, or be specific about what problem you resolve and what tools you use to resolve that problem. If you're specific, then we know what you're talking about. And so my first sale helped me to understand the importance of being specific, knowing what I need, knowing what I want, and asking for those things specifically, because those are the things that help me identify who is going to properly solve my problem.
Perfect. Love this story there. So Colette, you now have 4 minutes and 39 seconds left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, whatever you want.
Well, tell me why you do this and why you do it so fast. I love it.
Because most people do podcasting for the marketing piece. You basically spend a lot of time and money, build the audience, and they go through your funnel. I do it for the networking. I do it for the relationship building.
Well, then, you know, that's right up my alley, because Relationships, you know, the old adage goes, It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Right.
Well, I learned that after earning degree number 6, that did not make me rich. But then when I started to nurture the relationships and I started to see the value in that, it's in that that my wealth started to come. It's in that that my revenue started to increase. Not because of the 6 pieces of paper that I have, but because of the value that I saw in people and the relationships that I was building with them.
Right, absolutely. The relationships are a huge part of business there. You know, we got 3 minutes and 42 seconds left. Do you want some promo time?
Sure. You could always find Colette Portis. I have 3 different companies, but the one that I spend most of my time in is the one you see behind me, Rev Development Group, where we are really focused on helping women grow their businesses as women, using those things that are best about us as women, using the language that women speak, the way we function, to really drive and grow our businesses. And to stay in that space that's comfortable for us while making us uncomfortable and making us move forward past those things we're used to, so that we grow, and not just grow, but so that we thrive, because our resources to assist us are not as widely available as they should be, but we are a source solving that problem.
Perfect, perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they won't shut up. Say your website for me real quick.
www.reddevelopmentgroup.com.
Already in the description. Look at that. Colette, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.